The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Yud Beit, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph on Beit Hakometz et HaMincha. We're about to embark on exactly the same Mishnah that we had in Zvachim, substituting for all of the Machshavot Pigul for the Arba Avodot of the Shechita and the Kabbalah and the Holoch and the Zerika. We're going to substitute instead exactly what we've been talking about all along, which is the Kemetz and the Kiddush Kemetz and the Holocha and the Haktor of the Kemetz, which is the equivalent of the Zerika of Dam. We're going to go through all of the things that we spoke about. And just to remind you, the main Yisod that we have to remember is that there are two types of fundamental Machshevet Pigo that involves a violation of what we call space or time. But it's really a Mechitza. Mechitza, there are two types of mechitza. So mechitza are dimensional violations of any kind. You can have a dimension of space, you can have a dimension of time. A violation of time is more chomer, in that any violation of time is, and when I say violation of time, I mean a conscious violation of time. It has nothing to do with whether something is out of its time, it's whether your mind is out of its time, as I'll explain in a minute, creates a pigul, which not only passes the korban, but which for eating any of it, there's a chiyuv karet. Whereas a violation of the dimension of space causes a psul in the korban, but not a chiyuv karet. That's the main difference. The nature of a violation of mechitza is to have in mind when you're doing one of the four avodot, the zvachim, as we just mentioned, therefore, the minachot, therefore, and you have in mind that you are going to do one of two things outside of the correct dimension, either in time or space. One of them is when it comes to minachot. Well, let's just remember, when it comes to zvachim, it was the thought of doing the haktorah, the achilat hamizbeach, or the zrika, which is also so the dam and the mizbeach, or an achila of an adam. So you had in mind that you were going to eat something that was ra'u for you to eat outside of the correct time or outside of the correct place where you could eat it. That passes the korban, even though you didn't do anything. You only thought. By mincha, it would be the same thing. So if you had in mind to do the eating of the mincha, the shirayim of the mincha, which is ra'u l'achila, or the haktorah of the kemetz, which meant for the mizbeach, which is the equivalent of the zrika, either chutz l'zmano or chutz l'mekom, you get the psul of the mincha entirely. If it was chutz l'zmano, it's a psul that is also chiyuv karet if you eat it. One additional piece we need to remember, and that is that pigo, real pigo, which is a violation of time, is very delicate because it describes a whole alternative reality in which the entire korban needs to be brought properly for pigo, which means that if you mixed any other pigam in the korban in your mind, then it isn't pigul to be machayev karet. So let's say if instead of simply having the machshevet chutz l'zmano, you mixed in a machshevet chutz l'mekomo on one part or another, the same part, a different part, whatever, it's no longer pigul to be machayev karet. In something that would be pasul shelo lishmo, by the case of Zvachim, we had the psul of shelo lishmo of the chatat or of the pesach. Over here, of course, as we learned before, we also have a machshevet shelo lishmo of the equivalent of in the mincha, which is the Minchat Chumah we'll talk about. And there too, if you ruin it with that, then it's not kosher for pigul. So things have to be kosher for pigul. Furthermore, the question of what it is that you had in mind has to be something that is ra'ui for what it is. Ra'ui for haktorah, if it was machshevet haktorah. Ra'ui for achilah, if it was machshevet achilah. Again, nothing actually happens. It's just a thought. So let's go through this mishnah, which is equivalent to almost all of the mishnayot that we had separated it out when it came to Zvachim. We put them all together because everybody's already well familiar with the sugya. And we start with Hakometz et HaMincha. So this would be the equivalent of Hashochet et HaZeva. Lecho shiareha b'chutz o kezayit b'shiareha b'chutz, which is the equivalent of eating the basar of the korban b'chutz. Or lak tir komtza b'chutz, which would be the equivalent in the makshevet of a zevach also, of either zrika, which is literally the equivalent of haktarat komets, or haktarat v'imuri b'chutz. Or for that matter, now please pay close attention to these next words because they're going to form the subject of a very complex discussion in Gemara. The words o kezayit. So in each case, it was o kezayit mishiareh bachutz, or lahaktir komtza bachutz, o kezayit mikomtza bachutz, o lahaktir levonata bachutz. All of these things are violations of spatial dimensions, and therefore there's no karet. They're pasul, but ain't bo karet, just like we had back in Zvot. To do the same thing with a time violation, namely to eat the shirayim tomorrow, lamachar, or even just one kezayit of the shirayim, l'machar. To be makdir the komets, l'machar. Or even one kezayit out of the komets, l'machar. Or for that matter, l'haktir levonata l'machar. You'll notice that it's missing the word kezayit when it comes to levona. The easiest way to explain that is that the Mishnah is going, even according to the sheet that we had before, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need a kezayit when it comes to levona. All you need is one korot or two korotim, and that would still be good. So why would we mention a kezayit? So l'haktir levonata l'machar. Then, since it's a time violation, it's pigol v'chayavin alaf karet. The general is that anybody who does any of the four avodot, which in a mincha is komets, A, or B, noten bekli, which is the kishkomet, or C, hamoleich, which is to walk it over to the mizbeach, or D, hamaktir, le'echol. Now that's what you are doing when you have the machshava, not to be confused with the object of your thought. The object of your thought is either to eat or to bring on the mizbeach outside of the correct dimension, either in space or time. Le'chol davar shedarko le'chol, and it's got to be something that's right for you to eat. Or la'ktir davar shedarko la'ktir, got to be something that's kosher put on the mizbeach. If your intent was to do it chutz le'mekomo, it's possible, but there's no karet. If it's chutz le'zmano, it's pigul v'chayavin alav karet. So now this is the expansion of the first part of the Mishnah, which only spoke about the din of kemitza, just like we did by Zvacha, we said hashochet, and then we expanded it into the four avodot, which over there was kabbalat adam, and the holacha, and the zrikat adam. So we would do the same thing over here. Komets, and then we expand it into kiddush kli, holacha, and haktarah. So nice to see Richie concentrating for a change.
Wide
so
open
nice
eyes,
to
yeah.
see those wide eyes open. Wide open. It's just beautiful.
Looks like looks like the guy in a clockwork orange popped his eyes
open. But now we come to the big important caveat, which is bubilvad, on condition that the carbon was brought correctly. Namely, the matir of the carbon had to have been done well, except for the problem of pigul itself. But in the pigul world, pigul's the solution, not the problem. So you keep it clean, pigly, and everything will be fine. So when we say the matir needs to be kemitzvato, what do we mean? Ketzat karava matir kemitzvato. Well, let's say that you started doing the kmitza without any wrong machshava at all. Just did it stam the way it's meant to be. And then you did nitinabikli, or aloha, an aktor, or chutz lezmano. Or vice versa. You started off with chutz lezmano, and then you did the other three. After the kmitza, you put in the kli, you were melchit, you were makterit, without any machshava. Or, suppose you were komets, and natanbikli, and alich, and aktir, the whole darn thing was chutz lezmano. That's great! We're so happy! You piggled it all the way through, and therefore you're a real piggle. And there, it's korav amater kemitzvato, and you would be chayev. Because that's the way piggle's meant to be. But when we say you did things wrong, what do we mean? Oh, doing things wrong is mixing any other machshava into your machshavat chutz lezmano. So what do we mean when we say lo karav amater mitzvato? Well, let's say you started doing the komets chutz l'mekomo,
Uh-oh. Now you've already messed it up. It'll never be really good pigel to be mechayev anybody, Karis. It's only semi-rotten pigel. So then even if afterwards you're not tan bekli and you do the halach, olach, anak, torah, chutz, mano, it's too late. You already ruined it. No, Karis. Oshikamatz, chutz, mano, even if you started the right way, meaning by doing it horribly wrong, till you had the makshevas, chutz, mano, you'd think that would be good enough, but then you ruined it. And instead of doing it with a real pigel, you didn't have the gut. And you went ahead and you put it in the clear, you were molded, you were mocked here. What's chutzul mekomo? And for that matter, you did the kmitza, the natina bekli, the halacha, the aktora, all chutzul mekomo. That's terrible. Lo korav amater kmitzvato, you didn't do it bad enough, and therefore it's not kosher for pigel. So you won't be chayav kare. Now, in a minchat chotei, remember that's the equivalent of hechatat. And we learned out that because of the comparison in minchat sota to the minchat chotei, that is also posur shalol lishma. So over there, a makshav of shalol lishma also ruins it, as opposed to any other mincha where the makshav of shalol lishma doesn't ruin it. But here it ruins it, and that would also make it lo karav amatir kemitzvato. So therefore, in those cases where you did the kmitza shelo lishma, even though you tried to fix it by really destroying it and doing your chutzos mano, and not on bekliva holich veikter chutzos mano, too late, you already wrecked it. But even for that matter, if you did it right to make it horribly bad, to be komets with chutzos mano, it's perfect for Purim. This is Haman's Mishnah. You know? If you were komets with chutzos mano, but then you messed it up because you didn't really screw it up big time for the rest of it. You were not dan bekli holach v'hikter shalol lishman. No more pigel for chayiv karet. Osha kamatz v'not dan bekli holach v'hikter shalol lishman. Those are all examples of not being bad enough. And it's not hiktir hamatir, o karav hamatir kemitzvato. It really is written with a sort of a hominy kind of attitude here. So it's perfect for the day of Purim. Hamanesk, I like that. Yes, indeed, hamanesk. Now, how about if you didn't mix the machshava in different avodot, but you mixed the kezeitim of the object? So you had a mixed object. You were going to eat a kezayit bachutz and a kezayit lemachar. When you did whatever you were doing, the halacha, the komets, or whatever it was. But the object of your machshava was also mixed. So you put in a little bit of a chutz lemekomo into a together with another kezayit of chutz lezmano, or the started even with the chutz lezmano, and then you went ahead and added a piece that would be chutz lemekomo. Or for that matter, if you tried to mix together a chatzi zayit of a chutz lemekomo and a chatzi zayit of a chutz lezmano of a lamachar, or even if you started off in the right direction by being really rotten and doing a chatzi zayit lemachar, and then you did a chatzi zayit bachutz, that's also called mixed intention. If you want to be rotten, you have to go all the way. You can't try to ameliorate it in any fashion. This is neo-Homanesque. Yeah. And so, ein bo karet. Omer Rebbe Yehuda.
Never mind.
Yes, O King. It would be also irrelevant which one you started with. And just like we had in Zvachim, Rabbi Yehuda argues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Zakval, it goes according to how you started. In Machshevet Azman, Kadmala Machshevet HaMakom, then it starts with Machshevet Azman. Once it gets that psul, then everything else is defined with the psul pigo. In Machshevet HaMakom, Kadmala Machshevet Azman, then it's psul ve'im bokareit, and the Chachomim say it doesn't matter which direction, both of them. Apostle, the ein bo karet.
Because no karet.
According to the Chacham, yes. We're going to get into the Machloket. So this is true, even though we had a Machloket in Zvachim, whether Rabbi Yehuda was talking about in one Avodah where you started with the Machshevet Azman, or even in two separate Avodot, if the first entire Avodah was by Machshevet Azman. Here, we're assuming, as Rashi is Masber in the Mishnah, doesn't matter whether it's one Avodah or two Avodot, because that's really the way we came out in Zvachim. Now, what I'd like to know is a brand new thing that really is not Nogea, the question of the Zvachim. Shvachim, but it's very nogea here.
Ibaila.
Le divrei ha'omer, shirayim shechasru. Remember, by Shvachim, we don't have a concept of chaser. Either there's a kezayit basar left, or there's not a kezayit basar left. If there's not a kezayit basar left, and you hold that nonetheless you're able to be zarek the dam, you couldn't possibly have a machshava to eat when it isn't there in the world. What are you going to think? No kezayit, but I have machshava to eat a kezayit. Doesn't exist. But by mincha, we get into a very interesting situation. Because remember, the way we came out in the end is that with Rabbi Yochanan, even though he says you can go ahead and you can bring the komet, but the shiraim are not meant to be eaten by kayana. Remember that? If they were chos. Ah. Now this is a very ambiguous situation we never had when it came to Zvachri. There was nothing similar. And what it really raises the question of is the iser to the kohanim, is that a separate question? But lamaisa, the matir, which is the komet, has been brought, and therefore having been brought, it's no longer me'ila worthy because you already makriv the matir, and it would also be significant if you had a machsheva spiegel on it, even though it's not roi l'achila, but it's roi l'achila except for another problem that it was chos. So that's my question. According to the Man D'Yoma, shirayim shechasru ben k'mitza l'aktara, you go ahead and you bring the komets on them, but as we came out just a couple of days ago, is kaima on dotam shirayim asurim b'achila, you still can't eat them. So now what I want to know is the haktara of the komets with a machshevet pigel, where the shirayim were choser, can that haktara be koveya them the pigel? So I have in mind to eat these shirayim chutz lizmana. Okay, is this haktara the equivalent of a real haktara? Because I wasn't supposed to go ahead and bring them the haktara. But I do. I did the comments properly, and everything was there. Now comes time to the haktara. At the time of the haktara, it's chaser. I'm able to bring the haktara of the comments, but I'm not able to eat it. Nonetheless, as I bring the haktara to comments, I say, and I do hereby bring this in order to eat those shirayim that are chaser tomorrow. So are those shirayim that are chaser considered to be not royal achila because, after all, they weren't given to the kohanim to eat? Or the fact is that they were already kavuas being royal achila. That's just another issue here that is preventing you from eating them, and that's the fact that they were chaser at the time. So my question is, mahu detahani lohu haktara l'mikveino bepigo? Will this haktara help for two issues? A, that they should be kavua as an object of pigo. Remember, we're talking about the object of pigel here. So I want to eat those shirayim. I'm not supposed to eat those shirayim at all. I don't want to eat them in the wrong time. And B, the other issue is, did the haktara work to take off the iser of pigel the way it would have worked if they were all here? Once you bring the mat here, there's no more pigel. Amar Rav Huna, let me tell you, even if you hold of Rabbi Akiva, and you remember we had this machloket also several times, the question is whether zrika is effective for something that was yotze. So it was, even though lemaisa you can't be matir the yotze for the kohen to eat, obviously, but the question is it still me'ila? Or is there a separate problem? In other words, any isurim that had to do with the gedusha on the carbon have been removed. I brought them out. And the matir helps for yotze, to take it outside of me'ila. Can you eat it? I can't eat it because it's treif. Because anything that goes out of its correct dimension is treif. But that's a different problem. That's not a problem in the dinim of the mincha per se, or of the zevach per se. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, look, the zarika, even on something that was possible, yotze, still works to remove the me'ila. But I want you to know, says Rav Huna, that would only be for yotze. You know why? Because the yotze is here. It exists. And therefore, the zrika worked on an extant entity in its entirety. The only problem is it's got another issue. It's treif. So its psul is machmad davar acher. What's wrong with it isn't nogea the haktara. What's wrong with it is nogea different thing, that it was a violation, just like tarfut is a violation. But chisaron! Chisaron is a problem in the etzem din of what it is you're trying to be matir with this haktara. If the haktara can't be matir achasa, then why would it remove the me'ila? Even I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Lo mahani le haktara. Omar Le Rava, I say exactly the opposite. I say even if you don't agree with Rabbi Akiva when it comes to Yotzeh, and you hold like Rabbi Elazar, Diomar Ein Zrika Mo Ela to Yotzeh, and you insist that actually you cannot be removing the din of Me'ila by being Zurika, something that was Yotzeh, because Zrika doesn't work for that. Hani Mila Yotzeh, but that's only Yotzeh, because it's not in the Beit HaMikdash when you do the Zrika, and therefore the Zrika doesn't affect things that aren't here for it to affect. But a chisaron is right here. So what's the question? It's not all here. So whatever is here was properly removed from Me'ila. Therefore, I say, the chisaron de'ite bifnim, actually, haktara, would help you for. Ooh. That was close, Richie. And I'm warning you right now. I'm cocking this rifle.
I feel the blood dripping down.
You have to pay very strict attention to this next piece. It will call upon, oh no, it will call upon all your powers of concentration. Now listen, we're going to try to get through this by suspending judgment until it's over, okay? Just relax. It won't hurt too much, okay? We're going to get right through this as efficiently and as effectively as possible. All right, now, what happens is that there's a number of different mentions over here of kizayit mishiyareha, correct? Let's just review the mission again. Either to eat the shirayim or a kizayit of the shirayim, all right? To be makir the komets or a kizayit of the komets. Now, that's completely true. Because when it comes to the din of Pigel, you don't have to have in mind all of it. You just have to have in mind a significant act of achila, a kezayit, either for Akhtara or for the achila of Adam. Well, see, not everybody agrees with this, but that's certainly the das of the Rav, okay? So throughout, whenever we spoke about anything, whether it was la'akter, levonat, fine, lechol shirayim, the shirayim lamachar, or kezayit mishirayim lamachar, again, outside of the time, outside of the place, we always talk about a kizayit from the thing, correct? So it's enough that you have a kizayit out of it. Whether you're talking about kizayit of the haktara of the komets, or you're talking about a kizayit of achila of the shirayim. Now, the first part of the Mishnah mentions this in the context of kmitza. Remember that kmitza needs to be done at a time when the shirayim are not chaser. The only machlokas that we have is if the shirayim are chaser after kmitza, before the haktara, whether in that case you would still go ahead on the haktara, you see. But the meaning of shirayim, when it comes to the first part of the Mishnah, which is talking about komets, is completely unambiguous. I mean, the meaning of kizayit is completely unambiguous. Because it cannot mean that all that you had left was a kizayit, because then you couldn't have done the kmitza at all. And even if you went ahead and did a kmitza, it's not a kosher kmitza to create pigo. So therefore, there's no way for me to come to a misunderstanding there. So there would be no issue that was unclear about this. Second part of the Mishnah, however, there's a very misleading issue, and that is Zakla, Kola, Komets, on the table. There we talk about the other three issues, right? Now, the three issues over there, we don't talk about Kizayit. We just talk about Lechol Davar, Shadarka Lechol, Laktir Davar, Shadarka Laktir. Now, judging by the beginning of the Mishnah, that would mean a Kizayit. And it certainly does. But the question is, here when it means kizayit, it might mean, even if that's all that's left, because you already did the comments. So therefore, who cares? Now there's only kizayit left. Well, if it means that, then we are addressing the issue, aren't we? Then we're talking about shirayim that were chasru. There's only now a kizayit that's left. Left it might mean, and nonetheless we're saying over here that you could be koveya pigo. Because the haktorah, despite the fact that it's on only a kizayit, so it's very chasr. Maybe all that's left out of the isarin is one little kizayit. Mishnah would be to understand that kizayit in this case would be, even if all that There is a kizai, right?
After
I did the kmitza, I have three other things I can do. In those three things, our question is, if the kizayit now is shirayim, and they ended up being chaser afterwards, when I do a haktorah thinking that I am going to, or I do a halacha thinking that I'm going to eat that kizayit that was left, is that kizayit kavua for the kvias of pigel? Or do we say, since I'm really not allowed to eat it anyway? That was the question, right? So Rava would say, well, no. Actually, it would be meal, even though you're not allowed to eat it, but it's mo'il, not to be confused with me'ila, it's useful, at least, to allow you to be kovea pigel in a machsheves achila of whatever is left of those shirayim, as long as there's kizayit left, right?
No, you can't eat it because of...
Yes, that was the question. Rava is claiming, doesn't matter, it would still be kavua, absolutely, because it was in the Azara. It's not like the case of Yotzei. Does it come out in the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? And therefore, here, for sure, without any question, it would be pigel. That's what Rava's assertion is.
That's
the proof. Amalei Rava, look, I'm going to prove it. Mina minala. Why do I say that I'm right? Because when you look in this Mishnah, and you read, HaKometzet HaMincha, okay, now that makes a lot of sense. So I wonder why, when Rabbi Chiya wrote a braita that parallels this Mishnah in order, and the braita always takes it upon itself to make sure that there's no confusion, okay? When he wrote it, would you believe it that he left out any mention of O Kizayit Mi? Refused to even mention it, even back on the comment. And all he wrote was HaKomet Zetamincha, not about Kizayit, to eat Kizayit min HaKomet, or Kizayit min HaShirayim. Not one word did he say. Not about the Komet Zizak Torah, and not about the Shirayim, not in the Chutzizmano, not in the Chutzimakomo. Four separate mentions of O Kizayit Mi were very clearly, purposefully left out of the braita of Rabbi Chiya. Now, you would think if Rabbi Chiya is coming to explain the Mishnah, he would expand on it, not decrease it, right? So there's got to be a very good reason for him doing that. Now, I'm going to tell you what that reason is, okay? Because what happens, Lo Tani O Kizayit, now, there's only one explanation for that, and I'll explain to you what the explanation is. He's worried. He's worried about a misunderstanding that is innate in the Mishnah. And what is that misunderstanding? If he tells you, Kizayit Mi, and you believe that that Kizayit Mi is very logically meant, as Rebbe undoubtedly meant it, even if that's all that there is, obviously not in the unambiguous case in the Reisha, where it can't be all that it is, because then it wouldn't be a kosher Kmitza. The Kmitza's gotta have the full total Shirayim around. Fine, but then you go ahead and you expand the Mishnah, and you say, or in any of the other things, right? Okay, now, in any of the other things, now the question of whether the Shirayim is only a Kizayit of Shirayim becomes very important. Since, and this is my logic, since, says Rav, it's clear that the only possible misunderstanding in this Mishnah is the fact that when Rebbe said the word O Kizayit, it was meant on two levels. When it came to the Kometz, it was unambiguous because it's got to mean a Kizayit that you will be taking out of the entire Isoron, of what's left of the Isoron after the Kometz. Because otherwise there can't be a Kometz, right? So there I don't have any question. But when I continue and I think about a Kizayit Mishiarea in the Haktara, I think to myself, well, there you don't need the Kizayit to be a Kizayit of the whole thing. It could be a Kizayit of all that's left. So then you read that and you think, wait a minute, but if it's a Kizayit of all that's left, maybe that was the meaning back in the beginning too. To be makriv a Kizayit from Shirayim, despite the fact that that's all that there is. Oh my gosh, I don't want anybody to make that mistake. After all, I am coming to clarify the Mishnah. Better than is not to mention the Kizayat Mishioreha in order to avoid an implication that when it came to the Kometz, people might think that even if you bring a Kometz when there's nothing but a Kizayat of Shirayim, that it would be a kosher Kometz and it could be Koveya Bepigul. Therefore, it's best not to deal with the Kizayat because it means two different things in two different parts of the Mishnah. You know, I'm writing a Mishnah for dummies when I write a Braita. And a Mishnah for dummies cannot afford this ambiguity. Therefore, I won't stick in the word Shirayim at all. But it's clear that because he needs to deal with that problem, that it was evident that when Rebbe wrote the Mishnah, and he writes the Mishnah not for dummies, and he particularly leaves things out and forces you to use your brains and not to fall asleep in the middle of the Daf Yomi. So something like that could... No, Richard! So something like that would be, in fact, very misleading, but Rebbe doesn't care because he doesn't mind it's being misleading. Use your brains. So it must be that Rebbe indeed accepted the two levels of meaning in the Mishnah, and Ravuna was afraid to put them in the Mishnayos for dummies that we call the Brises. Right? So therefore, he is not arguing on Rebbe, obviously. He's coming to explain it. If there's a problem, then the problem can only have emerged from the fact that the word Kizayat Mishioreha might mean that that's all that there is. Why might it mean that? Because that would have been kosher. Ha ha! Just what I said. Because that would have been kosher to be Koveya Pigol in the act of Haktorah. Didn't I tell you? If, in fact, there would be no way to be Koveya Pigol if all that was left was a Kizayat of Shirayim, where is the ambiguity? What would Reb Chiya feel he needs to protect the dummy from? After all, Kizayat from always means Kizayat from everything that is still there. Both in the beginning when it was referencing the Kometz, and in the end when it was referencing the Halakha or the Haktorah. So if there's a problem, this is such a brilliant move. It's pure chess, isn't it? Stunning. It's so stunning, this Raya. It's absolutely brilliant. So if there's got to be a problem that Reb Chiya is coming to address, and the only way there could be a problem is if the word Kizayat Mi, somewhere in the Mishnah, actually means only the Kizayat that's left out of what once was, and therefore somebody may mistake that to mean the same thing in the Reisha, which of course would be ridiculous, because you can't do a Kometz to be Koveya Pigol if the Shirayim were Chasur before the Kometz. Better for the dummies to leave it out. But if all along it can never mean anything but a Kizayat where everything else is around, the way you gentlemen were claiming, then why did Reb Chiya leave it out? What possible error could have arisen in even a dummy's mind? Huh. So let's see that inside. We see that Reb Chiya very studiously left out Lo Tani O Kizayat. Four times he left it out. Now, I ask you, why? My time a Lo Tani O Kizayat. I mean, isn't it obvious, gentlemen? Why? Lav, is it not because the Mishnah could be referring to a case where the Shirayim were actually Chasru, and all that was left was a Kizayat. The Kamalu HaKizayat, and that's what's left. Now, since he refuses Matan Kli, Hilach, and Haktorah, so over there, Lo Matnele, O Kizayat, he doesn't want to write over there, or a Kizayat, where it was Chasru V'omdu, and that's all that's left. He can't write now a Kizayat in the case of the Kometz either, because it would be taken the same way. And if a Kometz was Chasr, at the time that you had the Machshava, anyway it was Pasul. So you wouldn't be able to be Mefagel the Mincha with a Machshava of a Kometz at the time that the Shirayim are Chasr. Therefore, since you cannot write the words, O Kizayat out of the Kometz, or Kizayat out of the Shirayim, and mean in the Reisha at the time of Kemitah, that's all that's left. Therefore, I have to leave it out completely. If I'm going to leave it out of the Seifa, I don't want people getting confused in the Reisha either. And I leave it out of the Reisha too. Now, therefore, You can't write it, Okezat Ashiraim, so therefore, Bikmitza Nami, Lechol Shiraim, I don't want to say because of the confusion. Even though the fact is that at the time that I eat it, it really wouldn't matter, but people would read the words meaning the same thing. And what is the din in this same thing? It says, Pigel, V'chayav and Lafkarit, Alma, Mahani, L'lak Torah. Do you see that I'm right? It's Pigel, V'chayav and Lafkarit, even though that's all there was this Kizayit. This Kizayit is now Shiareha. It's all the Shiareha, because that's all that there is. I didn't even have to mention that it's a Kizayit, because I say Le'achol. Le'achol means a Kizayit. Therefore, QED. Well, it's nice, but it's definitely not a checkmate, because there's always an alternative, you see. The alternative is that the reason that he didn't want to write a Kizayit is because he was writing it Aliba de Rebbe Eliezer. Now, Rebbe Eliezer, aside from the sheet of the question of Rebbe Akiva's Machlokas, there is another issue that we had back in Zvachim. And there we were talking about Shchut Echutz. And according to him, normally we say Shchut Echutz, you do a Haktorah Bachutz. Of one Kizayit, you're Chayim. But Rebbe Eliezer says no. Komet, Levona, the Ktoret, Minchat Kohanim, Minchat Kohen Mashiach, or Minchat Nesachim, in which the whole thing is meant to be brought up, that's brought together with the Karbanot. Any one of those, says the Tanakhama, that your makriv, one kizayit bachutz, this is not a makshav of chutz, it's an actual akrav of bachutz, is what the Mishnah was referring to in the end of Zvachim, if we had this very recently. You're chayiv, but Rabbi Elazar says, no. You're potter unless you bring the whole darn thing bachutz. Achi akrivet kulo. Now, since he holds that it's not considered to be a proper haktorat chutz, unless the whole thing is brought bachutz, the same thing would be true that the kmitza, it would be, if you're going to be mocked at the kmitza, you can't say, o kizayit mea kmitza, because a makshevas chutz is a virtual Haktoras chutz. So if the real Haktoras chutz won't work for a kizayit out of the komets, a virtual Haktoras chutz won't work for a kizayit of the komets. But that's only because we hold a Rebbe Elazar, you see. So since he needed to leave it out of O kizayit mikum sa, so he left out the whole business. Now, kivan de bahaktarat kmitzalo matnila. You couldn't say the word, quote, O kizayit mikum sa, unquote. Could you? No. So Bishirayim Nami lo matnila. That's why I didn't write the word O Kizayit. Not because of your brilliant analysis, but because of a whole different problem. Not that I disagree that your analysis was brilliant. But, I mean, if there's another possibility. Wait a minute. Well, just hold on a second over here. If it's going according to Rabbi Elazar, then the Mishnah wouldn't possibly work at all. Because according to Rabbi Elazar, it doesn't even help if you bring the whole komet. You've got to bring the komets and the Lavona Bachutz to be Chayev. In which case, your Bachshevet Pigel for virtual chutz would also have to be the entire komets plus the Lavona. It doesn't say a word about the Lavona here, so how could it be Rabbi Elazar? So we're back to where we started from. We can't be leaving out a Kizayit to the komets because you need the whole komets. Because if you need the whole komets, you need the whole Lavona. And it doesn't say you need any Lavona. So therefore, it's not Rebbe Eliezer. Let's see that inside. E Rebbe Elazar, hai laktir kumtza? Doesn't it have to see laktir kumtza u Lavona tami boile? It would have to say both. Titznan hakomets v'halavona shahikriv echad meyam bachutz. The Tanakhama says, well, of course, you're chayav for halas chutz. But Rebbe Elazar is potrat shiakriv et shneem. You'd have to bring both. So how do you explain that now? The Mishnah does not work out Liba de Rebbe Elazar. Sure it does. Maybe the Mishnah's talking about a Minchat Chote that doesn't have any Lavona. So it could be Lo Nitzcha Ella Lekomets of a Minchat Chote. Oh, come on, am I supposed to believe that Ichbul Tana, the Tana creates this insane situation of a Mishnah would be going on Liba de Rebbe Eliezer, but in order that we shouldn't have to get into the Lavona jazz, he just wants to tell you that when we talk about the Komets, the reason we talk about the whole Komets and had a Gezayit from the Komets is because it's Rebbe Elazar, but we're referring to Minchat Chote. I think you're out of your mind. Ichbul Tana Lashminen Komets to Minchat Chote? Yeah, you think I'm crazy? In. That's exactly what I'm saying. And I'm not alone in my opinion. V'chen kiyata Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said that's exactly how they learned it in the Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav Elazar, it's Kometz of Aminchas Chote, and it's going according to Rabbi Elazar, the Tanakh.
And then it's for the other ones too. And the other ones say,
I don't buy that one. Once I'm not talking about it, I'm not talking about it. But that's why I'm not talking about it. That's what we have to say. Okay, bottom line is, you can't prove me wrong, okay? If you can't prove me wrong, we can't prove you right. So, you're saying it's far-fetched. Maybe it is, but it certainly leaves you without a proof, because it's a possibility. And you know what happened afterwards? Rava said, oh, God, I frowned. Did I overlook a move? Love Milti, damn, my whole thing was wrong. My whole thing was wrong. Forget about it. Because I forgot the diak that we were talking about before, about the lechem on the shulchan and all things. Over there it says, kodesh kodashim hu lo mishe Hashem. Now we learn from there that if even one of the chalot was nifrisa, that all of the chalot are psulot, referring to the lechem apanim. Remember we spoke about that? Now here we're talking about where the challah became psula after the zman of pirka. So in other words, it's after the comet. So this is the equivalent of Bein Kmitza Lehaktara Chisaron in the Lechem. And it says over here, all of them is possible.
After the Bezikin?
Yeah.
The next week?
No, after the send of the sixth hour. Okay? Now it got lost. You're not allowed to eat it anymore. It's all possible.
So
now.
Lost,
yeah. It isn't really lost, but it's the equivalent of lost because it broke. We said broke is chaser. That's what we established earlier.
Right.
Has to be in its shape in order for it to be called a lechem apanim. If it breaks, then that lechem is chaser. Maybe this should work also. Yeah, maybe it should work also for latecomers this way. Maybe as they walk into the door. This is Libyan anti-aircraft fire. No one will know what that means the next time they read this stuff, you know,
I don't know. I think catching up to it.
No, that's true. They may not know where Libya is. You know. Anyway. So to continue. Okay. So it is possible. Now, we have that case. It was Nifras. My problem is, says Rava, that there's a little diak over here. Because what it seems to be saying is that the problem over here is because it was Nifras on there for Chaser. But suppose it was Yotzeh. Okay. So if one of them was Yotzeh, then whatever is left behind is kosher. So who's the author of that shita? We know the author of that shita. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that you could be maktir on Yotzeh and it's moil to remove the din of Me'ila and to make it also a properly pigolable mincha.
That one had some kick to it. Richie, you're the bravest man I know.
He walks through the
Winston Churchill used to do the same thing. He was convinced he couldn't die. And so, whose shita is this? It's Rabbi Akiva. Nonetheless, Rabbi Akiva is saying that Nifrisa, the same Mandioma, which is exactly what I said was not the case. Remember, we started off over here with Rav Huda saying, well, even according to Rabbi Akiva, if Zrika helps for Yotzeh, it sure ain't going to help for Chaser. And I said, that's ridiculous. Just the opposite. If it doesn't help for Yotzeh, I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer, it certainly will help for Chaser. And now I realize, oh my God, because this case of a broken lechem upon him is a Chaser. And the only problem is the Chaser, but the Yotzeh would have been okay. But that's Rabbi Akiva. And he said, that the chaser is not good. I can't believe that Rav Huda was right. So in the end, says Rav, it appears that I overlooked something. So Dafka, see, going according to Rabbi Akiva, and nonetheless it says Nifras Alo. Omalei Abai, don't lose your cool. There's a way out of this. It doesn't, look, you're convinced because you make the deal. Nifrisa, but Yotzeh not. Maybe, that's not the point. Maybe Nifrisa, but Tameh not. It doesn't say Hayotzeh would be kosher. Maybe the correct Girsa is to say we're stressing Nifrisa as opposed to one of the Lechem becoming Tameh. The rest is kosher. But why? Because the Tzitz takes care of Tumah problems, you see. But not Chaser problems. But it's not discussing Yotzeh. It's not going out Libet Rabbi Akiva. It's going out Libet Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that Ain't Zrika Mo'el Yotzeh either. Now, the truth is, it could have said, therefore, not only the case of the challah that was Nifrisa, it could have said Nifrisa or Yotzeh, right? Why then did it say Nifrisa? Hagdai Tari Nifrisa used to tell me, even Nifrasa, which is a big Kiddush, exactly as you said, Rabbi, Nifrasa, which is inside the Azara, is far more likely to be Nitar. And you wanted to say that that would be true Afilo de Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore Afilo Nifrasa Dita Bifnim. Nonetheless, he's coming to teach me Lo Ma'an Yalei Akta. But according to Rabbi Akiva, if Zrik is Moelet Liyotse, I mean, it's not all lost. It's partially lost. Because remember that Rava himself held that even Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, Nifrasa would be Moel, because it was Bifnim. Okay, that part was wrong, but you don't have to pull back on your taina about Rabbi Akiva. It could be, according to Rabbi Akiva, all Zrik is Moelet Liyotse, maybe in Achinami, that for Chisoron also would be Ma'an Yalei Akta, maybe even better, because at least it's Bifnim. An argument that doesn't quite cut it for Rabbi Eliezer, but at least would work for Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, we should not throw your approach completely out the window. Well, I suppose we should leave it here today. I have mercy on our souls. Isn't it? I know, but that's because you play chess. Seriously, that's why you appreciate it. You're used to thinking abstractly. You see the board in front of you. This has got so many possible moves in which everything is interrelated. It drives people crazy if they're not chess players or serious Gemara players. So, well, what can we do?
Trying to keep up.
All right, so we'll continue tomorrow. But I admit this was I admit that this was sort of a touch and go controversy. Hakometz et hamincha lechol shiore habachutz. Okay, zayit mi hashiore habachutz. Lakir komtza bachutz. Okay, zayit mi komtza bachutz. O lakir levonata bachutz. Posel ve'en bokare. Lechol shiore habachutz. Okay, zayit mi shiore habachutz. Laktir kom tzalamachar, o gizayit bi kom tzalamachar, o laktir levona talamachar, pigo, v'chayohan alav kari. Zekla, kol hakometz onotin bekli, o amolev, o amaktir, lakol davar shedarka lakol, laktir davar shedarka laktir, chutz lakomo pasul v'in bakareit, chutz zbano pigo, v'chayohan alav kareit. On condition, she'akriva matir k'mitzvato. What do I mean by that? Well, Kamatz b'shtika, natan b'kli, holech iktir chutzizmano. Or kamatz chutzizmano even, v'natan b'kli, holech iktir b'shtika. O shekamatz v'natan b'kli, holech iktir chutzizmano. Zeo shekarav amater ke mitzvato meaning for pigo. Obviously, he did everything wrong. Ketzad lo karav amater ke mitzvato. Well, let's say you started doing a kamatz chutzizmano, and then you went ahead and went notin b'kli, holech iktir chutzizmano. Or you did the kmitza correctly, meaning horribly, in the beginning of chutzizmano, but then you messed it up by making it better, by doing the tina b'klir halach or haktara chutz l'mekoma. Oh, maybe you did the whole thing wrong by being good. Oh, shekamatz natan b'klivo lich v'ktir chutz l'mekoma. Bad, bad news. There'll never be a chiv karis on that. So that is lo karav amatir k'mitzvato. A minchat chote, or minchat kanaut, you could even mix a makshevet shelo lishma because it passes. So if you had a komet shelo lishma, and then you went and natan bekli holachik ter chutzizmano, or you started even right, komet chutzizmano, and then you messed it up by being notain bekli holachik ter shelo lishma. Or shekabatz v'natan bekli holachik ter all shelo lishma, for sure, that's a disaster. Zeo shelo karev amatir k'mitzvato for pigo. Lechol kezayit pachutz, kezayit lemachar. Or even you did it the right way at the beginning, kezayit lemachar, but then you messed it up with the kezayit pachutz. Or kachatzi zayit pachutz, kachatzi zayit lemachar, kachatzi zayit lemachar, kachatzi zayit pachutz. In all of these cases, it's possible ve'in bo karet. On Rabbi Yehuda Klal, I disagree. In machshevet hazman, come first, and kadman lemachshevet hamakom, then it would be pigo, because you go according to the opening makshava. You don't take away a pigo by doing something wrong later. And you're chayavina lavkare. In makshavat hamakom, kadmala makshavat hazman, then there's no way to recover from their goody-goody attitude. And it would only be pasul v'ein bo karet. V'chachamim omrim, zev zev pasul v'ein bo karet. Iboyu, l'divrei ha'omer, shirayim shechasu ben k'mitza la'haktara, you nonetheless are makter the komets alayim. And the din is that otam shirayim are asurim ba'achila. My question is, would haktara be useful at least, A, lemikmeino bepigo, and B, lafkino midei me'ila? Om Ravuna, I say, Even according to Rabbi Akiva, all Zrika would be Moelet the Yotzeh. But that's only Yotzeh, because at least it exists. But that its psul, after all, comes because of another problem. Hasn't been a treifa. Basar basar a treifa. So it's machmata b'acher. But the chisaron, where there it's a psul in the etzem goof of the mincha itself. And you can't do the haktorah on it. Now over there, I say Rabbi Akiva would agree that the haktorah cannot be useful in any way. Not for pigol and not for taking off me'ilah. Omele Rava, I would suggest exactly the opposite. Afilu lo Rabbi Elazar, the Omer ein zrika mo'elet the Yotzei. That's only Yotzei, because the Yotzei is not in the Azara when you go ahead and you're matirat. But a chisaron, which is right there in the Azara with you, then the haktora of the komet will be koveyat for pigol, and actually would also remove the me'ilah. And I'm going to prove it to you. It's not a komet tamincha lechol shiareh b'chutz. Okay, zayit mi shiareh b'chutz. Now, Rabbi Chiya, in writing the Braita for this Mishnah, he writes a komet tamincha, and he doesn't once mention the words o kizayit. Now, I ask you to put your brain around that one. My time a lo tani o kizayit. I'm going to tell you why. There's only one explanation. It's lav kigon shekosru shirayim v'komolu hakizayit, and that's all that's left. Now, since b'matan kli b'hiloch u'b'haktara lo matnila, you would not therefore be able to write a kizayit mi shiareha, because we'd be talking about if it was chaser completely and that's all there is. So you would not be able, therefore, to write O kizayit ashirayim b'kmitza nami. We don't write even lechol shirayim lotani O kizayit. And yet, the din in the Mishnah is clear. It's pigo v'chayav and alav karet. So you see that the haktara helped, even though there were no shirayim other than that kizayit. Omalei Abayin, not necessarily. There may be another good reason for leaving out O kizayit. Maybe he's explaining that it's going on. Libet Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer holds it's all or bust when it comes to alat chutz. So if somebody brings the komets or the lavona or the ketores or the minchas konim, where the whole thing is meant to be put on the mizbeach, or the minchas koed mashiach of the chavitin, or the minchat nisachim, which is brought together with the korban, the whole thing is put on the mizbeach. Over there, if you brought part of it, even a kizayit b'chutz, you'd be chayv. But Rabbi Elazar says, no, you wouldn't. You'd be potter unless you brought the whole thing. Therefore, you cannot say in the words about haktarat kmitzah, you can't say the word or a kizayit for the kmitzah, because it wouldn't be true. I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar. Therefore, we leave out the word o kizayit from the shirayim also. And therefore, lo matnila, o kizayit. Wait a minute. If it's going according to Rabbi Eliezer, it doesn't even work out if you do the whole thing. What happened to the lavona? Hi, laktir kumtsa. You would have had to say laktir kumtsa. Ulavona, tami boyle. Titzana kumitsa lavona, sheikriva dechad meyam bachutz chayav. But Rabbi Eliezer argues about that too. And he's poter, achiakriva chneyam. Ah, very nice, but what if the Mishnah is talking about Emil Patrote, where there aren't Shneim, there's only a Kometz without a Lavona. So, Lo Nitzra, Elo Kometz to Mil Patrote. Are you trying to tell me, Ich Potan al Hashmin, a Kometz to Mil Patrote? Yep. V'chein Kiyata Rav Dimi Amar Rav Elazar, Kometz to Mil Patrote Hu, V'Rabbi Elazari. Then, Nadar Amar Rav, I can't believe it. Lav Milti, the Amri. The Tanya Kodesh Kadashim Hu, which teaches us that Im Nifrasa Chatmin of the Kalotel, all the Kalot are Psulot. The implication being, unfortunately, that if it was Yotzei, then that wouldn't matter, and whatever's left behind would still be okay. Now, who is the man who holds that Zrika would help even if it was Yotzei? That's Rabbi Akiva. And yet, when it comes to Nifrasa, he disagrees. That's exactly what Rav Huna was claiming, and I said he's crazy. Omale Abaye, Mikatani Hayatzas. It doesn't say that. Let's not lose everything here. Dilma, maybe the correct diak is Hanit Mate The other ones are kosher. And there's a good reason for that, because my time, the Maratzit sits. But maybe Yotzei not. In which case, this would not be Rabbi Akiva, it would be Rabbi Eliezer. Diomar ein zrika mo'elet liyotzei. And the fact is that we could have mentioned the case of Yotzei and not the case of Nifras. But the reason it said Nifrasa was to teach me that even Nifrasa, where I might have thought that since it's Ita Bifnim, maybe over there it would be Lo Mahanya Le'aktara, we wanted to know that even so would be it would be Mahanya Le'aktara, even so won't be Mahanya Le'aktara. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds Rika Mo'elet Le'yotzei, it could be that Afilu Chisoran Nami Mahanya Le'aktara. And therefore, we do not have to pull back from every last bit of your argument with Rav Huna. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. So, good morning, Gabselech and Isruchat to all. And let us review, please, quickly what it is that we did on Yontov, especially since it wasn't recorded. At least we won't admit to it, right? And see where we can pull up to where we're holding today, which is actually on Yud-Bez on the base. We didn't even get to the Mishnah, I think, because a lot of people waiting, so it's good for us to review. So let's first remember we have the long Mishnah that extends over the beginning of Yud-Bez, Amud Aleph, from the bottom of Yud-Aleph on the base. That Mishnah is the parallel Mishnah to the Mishnah in Zbachim that talks about the way that you make something pigle. And the only way to make something pigle, says the Mishnah, is to be makriv the mater kimitzvotzer. So if there's any other machshava that passels the zevach, and here, any other machshava that passels the mincha, in the course of the four avodas that passel a mincha, namely the kmitza, the kanisina b'kli, the hilacha, and the haktara. So if those are all done l'shem chutz l'zmanai meaning what? Either to eat the shirayim beyond the time permitted, or to be makter the kemitz beyond the time permitted. And when would someone have that makshav? Either at the time of Kmitza, or at the time of Nesina B'Kli, or at the time of Halacha, or at the time of Haktara. So in such a case, you have Pigel. But if you mix at any point a Makshava that would passel the Mincha, such as a Makshava Schutz L'Mikayim, which passels without creating the fee of chorus of Pigel, or such as, when it comes to Minchas Chote, or Minchas Kanoz, a makshavas shalolishmo, which also passes those particular menachot, then you have indeed a possible mincha, but not a mincha that is a pigol mincha to be machayev yukaris. And as we saw, pigol is not just a psul like other psulim; it's almost an anti-mincha, an anti-zeva, so that it creates, it has its own seder habeder that has to be done properly. L'shem pigel, or at least not l'shem anything else. Just l'shtika, so to speak. That would also be okay if you did some of it without a makshavas pigel. But you cannot have something else wrong with a carbon and still have it be called pigel to be machayev yukaris. It's got to be done just as good in the pigel sense as a kosher carbon is done in the non-pigel sense. Now, what was interesting to the Gemara raised the issue, and it's sort of a continuation of the things that we had from before the Mishnah. Remember that we determined that at least there were some shittas, we had really a number of different shittas, that held that if the komets
was already kamut. I already took the kamut from a mincha that was full and wasn't kasa. And then the shirayim after the kenitza, something happened for some of them, so they were kasa. I'm allowed to bring that kamut, but the shirayim never become mutter. We had the same thing in the lechem. My point is, if some of the kamut, meaning the bezikra levona, the bezikra levona are brought, and one of the lechem is nifras, you still, once you picked up the bezikra levona, or even if the time came according to Rabbi Elazar, you could continue to bring the bezikra, but you can't eat the lechem. It's the equivalent case. Same idea. If something is missing from the shirayim, that doesn't mean you don't bring the kamut, or you don't bring the levona in the case of the lechem afan, you bring it, but you can't eat the lechem or the shirayim of regular milk. The Gemara wants to know the status of that type of haktaras hakomets. What is this? Is it a haktaras hakomets that does everything that haktaras hakomets normally does in terms of pigul, or normally does in terms of mi'ila? Namely, that if I do a haktaras hakomets, then I take off the din of mi'ila from the shirayim. Because once I'm matzah, the shirayim to be eaten by kohanim, there's no longer a chiyuv of mi'ila. Or, once I'm matzah the kometz, I'm koveya the korban mincha, the pigol, if I'm doing it for a pigol. Now, in that case, if you eat the shirayim you'll be chayav korbanos, because it's an issur pigol. The question that the Gemara has is, suppose that Haktaras Kometz is not going to be matir the Shirayim, because the Shirayim will chaser after I did the Kmitzah, but before I did the Haktaras Kometz. And then I'm supposed to, at least according to some Shittas, bring the Kometz, but they're not matir the Shirayim. So is the removal of the Din of Me'ila, is that dependent on the Kohanim actually being able to eat the Shirayim? Or is it just that I brought the Kometz that would have been matir the Shirayim? And even if they weren't not to the Shirayim, that's kind of a different issue. But Lamaitza, there's no longer a Me'ilan. And how about Agave Pigol? When we say that the Kometz is Koveya, in other words, I finished bringing the carbon correctly, and therefore now I'm high of Koras. But I mean, in this case, when I'm being Matir, remember, I'm always Mefaga with a Matir. But over here, the Matir isn't the Matir, because the Kometz is not really going to be Matir the Shirayim Bachila, because the Shirayim Rechosa. Between the Haktar, between the Kometz and the Haktaras HaKometz. So, what we want to know is an act of Haktara that is a sanctioned Haktara, but nonetheless doesn't create a heter on the Shirayim. For another reason, because Shirayim Shekosu, I'm not Matzah. Do we look at that as another reason, or do we look at it as something wrong with the relationship of the Matzah to the Nitzah, so to speak? I can't really be Matzah, these Shirayim. If it's a chisaron in the relationship, so then it's not going to be kovei the pigul, because it's not really the matir of the shirayim. And this is our question, to look at it as an internal problem, or to look at it essentially as an external problem, but the actually we're reviewing, Richard.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we're reviewing so that we can get clear the Gemara before and how it leads into today's circuit. And being as we let you off yesterday completely, and you had a good day of rest, I assume, and relaxation. You look like you haven't looked in ages. All you need is a vacation from me. You don't even need to go to Africa.
Elliot, four hours of sleep.
Really? Yeah, it does you a world of good. Yeah. Okay, so we were up to the beginning of the Gemara, which is the question of how do we view the nature of the Haktorah. The Kometz that is not Matzah Shirayim. Why is it not Matzah Shirayim? Because it's Shirayim Rechos. Both in terms of Tigel and in terms of the Ila, is it a real Haktorah in the sense of being Matir, a Matir? Or is it just the Torah said bring it on the Mizbeach, but since it's not Matzah, anything is not going to be inspired. Now, Rava asserted that even according to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva was in a, and it's important to remember this because we're going to re-access it in today's discussion. In the Machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva about what the din is about Zrika when something is the equivalent case to the Kometz where the Shirayim are chaser, seems to be the case of Zrika Tadam where the Shirayim, so to speak, the Basar, was Yosef. So there we have a machlokas. Is Zrika by Ellis for Yotze? Rabbi Eliezer says Zrika doesn't help for Yotze. Rabbi Akiva says it does help for Yotze. Now, Rava's opinion is the exact opposite. He says, I didn't say the first shita. We have a machlokas over here between Ravuna and Rava. So Ravuna says that even according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Zrika is Moelis Leyotze, but Haktara would not be meaningful for Shirayim to be Koveya than the people, or to take off Mi'ilah. Why? Yotze is indeed an external issue. Okay, it's got a problem. It says it's in a trade, but it's not here. But Kaimis to Shirayim, Shirayim Shechatzu is an internal problem. Something's wrong with the mincha, not something happened to it. It's not here. The relationship has been ruined because I don't have the Shirayim for the Kaimis to be matir. And the Shirayim are an all or nothing issue for the Kaimis to be matir. If they were chaser, then it's no good. It's as if they're gone completely. Rava Taina just the opposite. Rava said, I think just the opposite. I think even according to Rabbi Eliezer holds that Zrika will not help for Yotze. That's because the Yotze isn't here. Once it's Yotze, as far as our avod is concerned, we look at it as if it's gone. It's a different planet. You can't do anything with it. Mashenke Kisaran, which is here. So there, okay, it's got a problem that it's not going to be Matirith, but it's still certainly going to be Kovea it, the people. That was Rava's statement. Now, the proof of Rava's statement was where things got a little complicated, and I want to say them over today in a way that was very simple and straightforward so that you will not be confused in the least. Okay? Our Mishnah, in talking about how to make something pigle, always talks on two levels. It says, you can either have a makshava in one of the four avodas to be maktir, the kremetz, bachutz, or a kezayis of the kremetz, bachutz. Or you could have a makshava to eat the shirayim, bachutz, or a kezayis of the shirayim, bachutz. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, that makes perfectly good sense. Right? Because as long as you're going to do an act of achila, you're also going to eat everything. I don't mean chutz l'zman, of course, not chutz l'makom. So I don't have to eat all of the shirayim chutz l'zman in order for something to be achila. I only have to have a makshava to eat an act of achila, which is a kisayis. So it's fine. There's no problem with that. And yet, strangely enough, Rav Chiya, when he writes over this Mishnah, his Seder of the Brises, the fourth Mishnah, explain it. He leaves out, in every case, he leaves out the word, O Kizayis me. He only talks about the Komets, the Shirayim, but never a Kizayis of the Komets, a Kizayis of the Shirayim. Now, our question is, why? What's bothering him about writing the word, O Kizayim? It doesn't make sense for him to change Rebbe's Mishnah unless there's something that's really bothering him. Now, what we could say is maybe something profound is bothering him. And he argues on Rebbe completely, and he holds, you know, it's not good if you only eat the Shirayim, a Kizayis from the Shirayim. So, I mean, there's many things we could come up with to say why that wouldn't be true. But there's a much simpler reason at which we always look for. We always look for a simple explanation instead of creating a big machlokes. Therefore, what we need to look at in Ravuna, in Rav Chiya, is to say, Rav Chiya didn't like the language. He was bothered by the language of the Mishnah. It's not that he fundamentally disagrees with Rav. What bothered him about the language? Rav Chiya said, look, the use of the word O Kizayit Mi implies that that's all that's left. So, now, obviously that doesn't bother Rebbe, because it's true. Even if that's all that's left, it would still be pigel, you see. And that's our raya, right there. That's Rebbe's raya, Bob. That's Rebbe's raya, because Rebbe is saying, look, I don't have any quarrel with Rebbe about the Mishnah. Rebbe is saying, if all that's there is the Kizayis of Shirayim, and I have a Makshava to be Maktir, this Kteres, on a Kizayis of Shirayim, I would make it legal. Okay? That's exactly what Rava says. Even though it was chaser, and all that's left is a kizayis, so it's still pigal. So says Rava, you see that that's already understood the Mishnah. Why doesn't he want to say that? He doesn't want to say it because remember that there's four stages in the Mishnah. You can either do the kmitza, the nisina bekli, the harilaka, or the haktara. Now, this works very nicely. The nisina bekli, yes. The harilaka, yes. The haktara, yes. But if you would say it also on the word kol hakemets, almanat lechol kizayet mishirayim, you'd say kol hakomets lechol shirayim. But that means that there's only a kizayet of shirayim at the time that I do the kmitza. But everybody agrees that if the mincha was chaser before the kometz, that the kometz is meaningless. I can't do a kmitza. So how can Rebbe throw that in, and then the naive reader reads it and thinks, what? You mean you can be kometz, even though all that's left is a kizayet of shirayim? Now that's very misleading. He says, Rebbe, see, I'm going to leave it out.
But it doesn't become shirayim until the kometz is taken out.
Yes, but this guy has in mind that as soon as I take it out, I'm going to eat what's left, which will be a kezias. What do you mean it'll be a kezias? You mean it's gone? The rest of it's gone? Then how'd you do the comments? So therefore, Rapia says, look, it's just very misleading. I'm not going to write that. But that's his only quarrel, is with the language. But the halakha remains the same, namely, that I'm agreed that as far as the Nesina Bekli and the Halakha and the Akhtara, even though all that's left is a Kizayat Shrine. See, we always thought a Kizayat Shrine means the Shrine are all here. And you're talking about a Kizayat of all the Shrine. Rukia obviously doesn't agree to that. Rukia says, no, I mean, a Kizayat Shrine implies, even in a case where that's all that's left, you can't get away from that implication. It's very disturbing to me, the part about the comments. Because that you certainly can't say. So assuming the best in the argument of Rapi and Rebbe is that it's just a question of language, and it's a question of how to present it. But if that's the case, then that means the presentation of our Mishnah as it is includes a case where all that's left of the Shirayim and the Kizayas, and if I do, let's say, the Halacha on such a Kometz, a Meila Kliz Kometz, in order to eat the only thing that's left of this mincha, which obviously was chotzer, and I'm going to eat the kizayas of the shirayim, which anyway aren't kosher lachila, nonetheless it's pigul. See? That's what I said Rav. I said that even though the mitzvah, this kometz won't be matzah the shirayim, because everybody agrees that the mincha is not going to be kosher. The only machlokes is, can I bring the kometz? But certainly I can't eat the shirayim. Nonetheless, it's koveh the pigul. And that's exactly what I said. You see that I'm right. That's all. That was the complicated part. Now, so comes along now the Gemara to say, how do you know that that was the reason? Abaya says to Rava, how do you know that that was the reason that Rebbe Chiya was arguing on Rebbe? I understand you don't want to make it to be an important argument, right? You're trying to say it's a minimal argument. It's just a question of language. I can give you a better explanation. It's no argument at all. It's not even a minimal argument. But since there does exist a shita among the Tanoim, and that is the shita of Rebbe Eliezer, and Rebbe Eliezer holds, indeed in a different issue, the question of whether I do the Isser of Akrav on Abama. So I'm makir b'chutz. I'm makir b'komis on Abama. So Rebbe Eliezer has this idea that it's an all-or-nothing issue. We hold if you take a kezias, the act of aksara is with a kezias. You take a kezias of a kometz, put it on a bama, and you're over the yisra of akravas chutz. Rebbe Eliezer says, no, it's all-or-nothing. Either you put the entire kometz there, or you have nothing. And that's the reason that he left it out, because according to Rebbe Eliezer, what am I going to say? He was marked there, a kezias mikometz pachutz. He had in Kavona Kizayis. That's not Akhtar. It's nothing according to Rebbe Eliezer. Therefore, Rebbe Chiya didn't want to say it. Kizayis, nothing to do with the question about the Shirayim. The Shirayim weren't the problem. And it's not that he held that if it says Kizayis, it means the rest of it's gone. It's not gone. All he was saying is that Kezias is not an act of Akhtara. So therefore, I'm going to start talking about being mocked or Kezias. I have to get involved in the Machlokas, Rebbe Eliezer, and the Chachamim. Since, according to Rebbe Eliezer, that's the din. So that's the din, and leave it at that. Okay? Very simple. Now, the last thing that we learned was an additional, was an aside question. But wait a minute, if it's going according to Rebbe Eliezer, then even what the Mishnah says is wrong. Even the way Rebbe has it, because it says, and if you went to be mocked with the whole Kaimetz, that then it would be pigal. But wait a minute, Rebbe Eliezer also holds that it doesn't even help to be mocked with the Kaimetz to make something pigal. You need to make it, you can sit down in your place, you need to make it with the Kaimetz and the Lavona together. And how can... That's amazing. He's just so cute. You can't do anything. It's possible. That's a survival thing. There's no question about it. It's human. Wow. So, according to Rebbe Eliezer, what good is it to be mocked of a Kaimetz? You need to be mocked of the Kaimetz plus the Lavona. To actually leave out the Lavona, which obviously it wasn't going according to Rebbe Eliezer. So this is not a good answer. Says the Bai. No, it is a good answer. Because look, there's a case of a Minchas Chote that doesn't have a Lavona, right? So that's what it's referring to. It's referring to the case of a Minchas Chote without Lavona. I can't say Kezias Mikometz, because that's not enough to be called Akhtar. I'll leave it to Rebbe Eliezer. But I can say the whole Kometz, because that is Akhtar. And now everything is fine. Now, I believe that that's where we got up to. And we're up to now the words Hadar Omar Rava Lav Mil Sahibi Amri, which was not even at the Mishnah. It's actually five lines up from the middle of the page. Omar Rava Lav Mil Sahibi Amri. Then Hadar Omar Rava said, you know what? I made a mistake. Obviously, I'm wrong. Because what was I timing that even though you can't eat the Shirayim, nonetheless, the Kometz is Koveya the Pigel? Clearly a mistake. Because I realize the Brisa says, the Tanya, Kodesh Kodashimu, She'im, what's the chat? Kodesh Kodashimu, who? So now, it means that the entire thing, in other words, is Kodesh Kodashim. This comes to tell me, She'im Nifrasa, Achat Michaloteha, Kulam Besulot. That this means that if even a single chala is broken, and this we saw earlier, that all of the chalas are actually possible. This is the Lechem HaPanim. And that's why the Torah says, Ki Kodesh Kodashim Hu Lo, to tell me it's an all or nothing proposition. Either it's who, or you can forget about it. So if one of these scholars busts, and they're pretty fragile, then you can't eat the Lechem HaPanim at all. Now, this is if it's Nifrasa. Hayatzas Hani Di'ika Gaboi Kisheras. And this pasuk, according to the Brisa, is only a problem of nifrasa, meaning chisaron, as we saw all along. If one of the chalas is broken, then it's considered to be chaser. So chaser is a disaster. And we've seen this. Wherever we've got a chaser in a shirayim, we've got terrible problems. The whole thing is possible, right? Okay, but the implication is that the equivalent case of yotzei, so let's say one of the chalas was yotzei, what would it then be? That all the rest would be kosher, and only the part that was yotzei would be pasul, correct? Hoyotzei, hanidika gavoy, kasheros, not tell me. Man shamed legomer zrika mo'elos v'yotzei. Who is the man d'yomar who holds that even though there was a yotzei, the zrika nonetheless is koveya the din on that yotzei too, and calls it part of the korban? Lagabe being matarit from the Ila, and Lagabe saying that Pigo was chal on it, and so on. Or here in this case, in the Mincha, to say that the rest of the Mincha is kosher, which obviously, if I couldn't be matar the Yotzei, then they would be chaser. So it's got to be on being matar the whole thing, except they've got a separate problem of Yotzei. Who is that man the Omar? That man the Omar is man Shabbat Yom Tzukabal Yotzei. Rebbe Akiva, that is Rebbe Akiva, and nonetheless he says Nifrasa lo, that if the challah broke, that it's not kosher. And I was claiming the exact opposite. I was claiming that, oh, no, it's for sure, it's not a problem, because when it comes to Niprasa, it'll certainly be Koveya it in terms of all of its dinim. So apparently I was wrong. I made a terrible mistake. I said that Yotze was actually less likely to be kosher. That was my svara. I said, if it's Yotze, then it's not here. So I understand that there you can't do anything. Yeah, that's why Rebbe Eliezer says Yotze doesn't help. But if it's in, it's inside, so then it's okay. And it should be Koveya. And here it's just the opposite. Even Rabbi Akiva, who says that Yotze is good, he holds it inside, it's bad. Oh, man, that's the exact opposite of what I said. So I made a terrible mistake. Omale Abaye says, Abaye, well, not, you know, I mean, you may have made a mistake in terms of the analysis of what Rabbi Eliezer would hold and so on, but you did not make a mistake necessarily in saying that something that is bifnim is in better shape than something that's bechutz in the terms of this. Because, you know, you made a deer, and you had charata because of your deer. But I can see that deer in a different direction. I mean, Mika Taniya Yatsas. It doesn't say up here, but if it had gone out, it would have been okay. It doesn't say that. It's you who said that. Maybe the deer should be Hanitma if some of it had become Tame, but it's still Bifnim. But some of it had become Tame, then the rest is kosher. The Svara being, of course, nothing to do with the whole problem over here, but rather because since there's a tzitz, the tzitz is Maratzon Tumah. So the tzitz is Maratzon Tumah, Yotze not, because the tzitz is not Maratzon Yotze. Tumah, yes, and that would explain the Diyan. And maybe it's going according to Rabbi Eliezer, or it ain't Zri Kamaralas Yotze. And you know what? The din would have been exactly the same if one of the chalas would have been Yotze. Why didn't it say Yotze? The dinu divoyle lemisinami Yotze. It could have said Yotze also. The reason I wanted to talk about the case of Niprasa would be to tell me that Hafilu Niprasa, the Ise Bifnim, even Niprasa, which is inside, lo mahanile Akhtara won't help. Now, as far as that's concerned, you were wrong. Because you were claiming that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Niprasa Bifnim would be okay. Because at least it's inside, and therefore the Haktarat HaKomitz would be moel. Fine. In that minor issue, you were wrong. But in general, the thought that you had, that inside it's more likely for something to be kosher, in that you may still be right. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Zrika as well as the Yose, so then the Chisar Nami would be Mahanyele Haktar, and perhaps even more so, as you suggested. I mean, certainly, don't have to undermine your entire position from here, although certainly, I mean, you can't maintain your position completely, because here it says according to Rabbi Eliezer, apparently it would be possible. You were claiming even according to Rabbi Eliezer it's kosher. Because remember, the Machlokas originally was, even according to Rabbi Eliezer it's kosher, as Rabbi said, or even according to Rabbi Akiva all it's kosher, it's possible when it's bizarre. So we had two extremes. Now, you wanted to pull back and go to the other extreme, then. That's not necessary to pull back and go to the other extreme. It may be you were wrong that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if Yotze is possible, Fisarin is possible. But it may also be true that if Yotze is kosher, that Fisarin is kosher. Don't have to say, even according to Rabbi Akiva, that Yotze is kosher, Fisarin is possible, because it's a Pekam Begufe, that doesn't follow. Le'achol kachatzi zayit. This is a conclusion now. Le'achol kachatzi zayit. Ula'akhtir kachatzi zayit. That's totally kosher. We learned about cases where you weren't makhluk the matzah kimitzvah. So you had a combination of a machshevet chutz lizmanu and chutz limikomo, or chutz lizmanu and shelo lishmo by a minchas chotei or by a minchas kanos. But there's also a case in which it doesn't even create a psul. In other words, if matir kimitzvasai, there it's kosher for pigol and yachayah paras. If it's matir shalom kimitzvaso, it's not kosher, and you're not chayah paras, but it's not kosher. It's neither pigol nor a kosher garba. But there's even a case where a makshava doesn't even potzel, it's a kosher garba. And that is where your makshava was half and half. You were going to eat a chatzi zayis of the shirayim, and you were going to be makhtir chatzi zayis of the komet. Now there you didn't do it because you didn't have a makshava to eat anything because less than a kazayas isn't eating. And you didn't have a kazayas to be makhtir anything because less than a kazayas isn't a daktara. So in that case, it's completely kosher. She'ena kilava aktara mitztaksim. You can't add two different types of things and say, okay, but all in all, the guy was going to affect the kezias of the minchah, part of it through eating at the wrong time and part of it through being makir at the wrong time. They're two different issues. Now, the point is that you can be medayik from this extra. I mean, what's this? She'ein achila v'akhtara mitzvah tzimra. It seems to be stressing something. You can never put together achila and haktara. Fine. But in other words, you can put together an achila and an achila. In other words, if it hadn't been for the fact that what I was doing to the comet was that I was going to be mocked here, the comet. If instead I said, okay, you know what? I'll eat the comet. What the heck? That's just as good as the rest of it. So you said, I'll eat a kachi zayas of the shirayim, and I'll eat a kachi zayas of the kemets. No? So in such a case, it would have been mitzvah. That's the mashmaut of the Mishnah, right? So taima v'le'akovalakzir. You're stressing the reason that this would not pass the carbon is because it's achila and haktara, but it would be achila and achila. Ha'le'akol v'le'akol, meaning I'm going to be akol dovish ein dark le'akol, I'll eat the comets. So then it would be mitzvah. But the Reisha says it's not mitzvah. Haktari Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah says le'akol dovish ein dark le'akol. Laktir davasha dakra laktir, it said, which is pretty clear to me that it means what it says. Davasha dakra lechol in shein dakra lechol lo. It has to be something that isn't. It has to be something that indeed is edible. And yet this, the Mishnah contradicts itself. First it says, if you have a kavana to eat something that isn't meant to be eaten, such as the comet, that it's not mitzvah. And then the sefer says, well, no, actually it's only a half a zayas of taktara that's not mitzvah, but a half a zayas of eating would be mitzvah. I don't get it. So, shein dakel echol lo, mantana. I mean, obviously there's got to be some focus on this. This is going according to Rebbe Elazar, who says, he says, in fact, that you can mix the types of achilas. You can be thinking about eating something that belongs in the Mizbeah, like the Emurim, and you will make the carbon pigle. Because it says, the Tzvana Komet Tzamincha Lechol Davar She'en Darko Lechol U'Laktir Davar She'en Darko Laktir Kasher, which was the first part of the Mishnah, the Rebbe Eliezer Posel. So okay, so what do you want? So this piece apparently is going to bring Rebbe Eliezer. Abaye doesn't like that we should turn the Mishnah into, I mean, all of a sudden like the last piece of the Mishnah is going to Rebbe Eliezer. It's a little bit strange. So therefore Abaye says, no, feel Tema Rabbana, and there's no reason to get into this kind of thing over here. And again, the diyuk that you're making is wrong. I mean, you're saying the implication is that it was le'achol davar she'en. That's the wrong implication. Lo tema ha'le'achol v'le'achol davar she'en darko le'achol. The correct implication is le'achol v'le'achol davar she'darko le'achol. What? So what are you saying? You're saying, so if I had a mind to eat a chatzi zayas of Shirayim, and to eat another chatzi zayas of Shirayim. That's ridiculous. That's to eat a zayas. No. So you must mean, if I had a kavana to eat a chatzi zayas chutz l'zman, and a kavana to eat a chatzi zayas chutz l'nekoma, then it would be mitzvah. Yeah, you know, thank you very much. I mean, the Mishnah said that, the Farish, the first part of the Mishnah said that. I mean, I don't need to write in this whole thing over here just in order to make a deal of something that it says the Farish in the Reisha. So what are you saying? So then what's the Kiddush? That's what it said in the first part of the mission. It says, Lechol Kezayas Bechutz, Kezayas Lemacher, Kezayas Lemacher, Kezayas Bechutz, Kechatzi Zayas, and this is the point, Kechatzi Zayas Bechutz, Kechatzi Zayas Lemacher, or Kechatzi Zayas Lemacher, Kechatzi Zayas Bechutz, Potom and Bechutz. For God's sake, that's what you said the Diyak is. Why do I need a Diyak to tell me something that it says? So it's got to be what I thought, namely that it's talking about eating a Dovah Shein Darko, not eating a Dovah Shein Darko. So how's true Lamali? Why would I need to repeat in the end the same thing that I say in the beginning? We're talking about that it's to eat something and to eat another thing. Now, look, all of the Rishonim say that the Mishnah, the Girsa over here is totally screwed up. And the truth is we have the correct Girsa because they're exactly the same thing in Zvachim on the Mishnah. It talks about the equivalent in Zvachim. So actually what it should say is simply this. If it's to teach me the thing about a Dovah Shadarka Le'achol, with the Dovah Shadarka Le'achol, a tooth that it's mitzarev by, that Mereisha says that, the Pharisee and Mereisha, as we pointed out. If it's coming to tell me that we're talking about Le'achol V'la'haktir, meaning that it's only coming to tell me, no diak at all, it just wants to come to tell me this halach, achila akar is not mitzarev. Why is it? Maybe there's no diak, okay? Forget about the diak. It's coming Le'guvne. I don't even need it for that. Because if I read the first part of the Mishnah, I understand that Achil and Haktar is not Mitzvah. How? Midiyuk of the Reisha Shamet Mina. I can learn that out of the Diyuk of the Reisha. We're now in the middle of the page up, you know, the middle of the lines up until the beginning of the next prayer. Namely, the Hashta. I mean, think for heaven's sakes. If I can't even add together two acts of achila, meaning the achila of the shirayim of the hafizayas and achila of the komet of the hafizayas, even that doesn't count. So obviously I'm not going to be able to put together an act of achila with an act of achtara. I mean, that's crazy. Over there I'm talking about two completely different types of acts. So why do I need this mission at all? It's got to be that it's coming to tell me that there's a machlokas that's going according to Rabbi Yosef the way that we were originally medayed. Okay, let's see that inside. So I would say, Hashta ba'le'achol v'le'achol. But if I'm going to eat something plus eating a davar she'ein da'arko le'achol, Amrit lo mitzarev, he said, that doesn't get together. Le'achol v'le'achtir mi, boy, is there a havamina that I can put together achil and achtora? Says the Gemara, well, of course there is, Fred. Why not? I mean, le'achol v'le'achtir is still a kiddush, isn't it? Le'achol v'le'achtir, strictly, look, I certainly could have thought. Hartsamahu over there, when we're talking about the ratio where you cannot put it together, is because you're putting something that is not normally done. You don't normally eat the comets. You're trying to put together something, a piece of half a gazayas of a comet that's not normally eaten with a half a gazayas of shirayim that are normally eaten. I understand. That's a no-no. It doesn't count. Fine. But haktara of the comets is normally done. So if I'm adding a haktara of a gazayas of normal, and an achila of a kashizayas of normal, and I'm putting the two normal things together. Maybe I can put two normal things together, one of which is akhtar and one of which is achila. That's all partial. So, sa'akas min asim udalav ki urkei kamakashi. His makshav is not the derech of doing things correctly. Avol hafa, the b'hai ki urkei kamakashi. U'b'hai ki urkei kamakashi. Well, but here, whether it comes to the akhtara element, or whether it comes to the achila element, I'm thinking normal.